From the Mercy One Studio.
John Leonetti in the Morning is underwritten by Golden Rule Heating and Cooling, R&R Realty Group, Bell Construction, Five Suns Naturescapes, and Blessman International.
Welcome in, everyone. John Leonetti in the Morning here at Iowa Catholic Radio. 11:50 a.m., 88.5 FM and 94.5 FM. We are streaming online at iowacatholicradio.com and everywhere you are on the free Iowa Catholic Radio app. Thank you so much for joining me today, friends. It is Monday, December 9th. We have a great show in store for you today. Deacon Dave O'Brien going to be on here coming up very soon. Going to take a look at yesterday, Sunday's Gospel, and launch into the week with it. Matt Unger is going to be on in studio today from DMARC. We're going to talk about the Food Pantry Network that assisted over 20,000 people in just November. We're going to get some of those stats, but also ways that you can be involved in DMARC and the great work that they continue to do. Megan Selwell, Channel 13 meteorologist, going to give us her live extended forecast this morning. And then at 7:45, Julie Onderko is going to be on. Julie is the author of the new book, The Holy Handmaids of the Lord. We're going to talk about some female saints today, women saints who won the battle for souls. I love saints, and these saints were warriors. So St. Jean de Chantal, St. Margaret Bosco, St. Zelie Martine, St. Therese of Lisieux, St. Joan of Arc, St. Perpetua, and more. So looking forward to talking to Julie, new author of this book, Holy Handmaids of the Lord. Mark Amadeo with your news and sports weather straight from the desk of Channel 13 meteorologist Megan Selwa this Monday morning. And as we said, we're going to have your saint of the day coming up in the second half hour as well. What an evening it was, friends. I just don't know what to say. I'm kind of speechless for the way it all turned out. It was so beautifully done. And the way you can tell it was so beautifully done, prepped beforehand, is I had nothing to do with it. I just kind of go up on stage and blabbermouth the whole thing. But I'll tell you what, before and all that, the team here at Iowa Catholic Radio worked so hard to make sure that it was presented in the way it was presented. And so I want to thank all of them, all the behind-the-scenes people. I know Jimmy sitting next to me was one of those guys behind the curtain. No one saw him, but he was getting everything going, and it was just a wonderful evening for all. And then, I mean, Father John Ricardo, come on. I mean, he just knocked it out of the park, didn't he? Good stuff this morning. All right, Deacon Tony Valdez, let's offer our day to Almighty God.
God our Father, we offer you our day. We offer you all our thoughts, words, joys, and sufferings in union with the heart of Jesus. Holy Spirit, be our guide and strength today so that we may witness to your love. Mary, Mother of Jesus and the Church, pray for us. Amen.
Amen. Let's go to Mark Amadeo, News and Sports.
News and Sports with Mark Amadeo.
Oh, I saw you there.
Absolutely. I had to get my picture taken, you know. with you and Father Ricardo.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, it's not worth much with me. Father Ricardo, what do you think? Your analysis.
Oh, my goodness. Out of the ballpark. Yeah. Knocked it out of the park.
Grand slam.
You talk about a rock star. And we said this before. You know, we all have all our rock stars, our bands, whatever. Our teams, our sports teams. You said it too, John, about being a Cubs fan. That guy is an absolute rock star. Yeah. Let's just put it that way.
You know, Teresa said it on the way home. She just said he's so authentic. You know, he's so real. She said that's what we want in the faith. We want authenticity. Mm-hmm. We want people that aren't going to hold back. We want, you know, the way this, you know, Catholicism really is and what our faith demands of us. And that's what he brought to us. You know, it was a big challenge, too. I know I was confronted with a big challenge. Am I doing enough? And the answer is no. You know, we got to become now missionaries, and as he said, because God wants Des Moines back. I loved it.
That's right. That's right. Now, John, you had a chance to be emceeing the whole deal, and you saw all the way back. Was it full? Because I couldn't see me that well.
I mean, there were definitely over 2,000 people there. There wasn't a question of it, but it was packed to the brim. I mean, just look at it. And I could barely see past the first five rows because of the lights. They were so bright. But when I got off stage, kind of looking around, I mean, it was full, packed.
It was, and want to thank a lot of the priests in the diocese and outside the diocese that came and were there. But I'll tell you what, I have to thank, and you mentioned a couple people behind the scenes, Jimmy Olsen and Tony Valdez. Tony Valdez narrated that piece on Iowa Catholic Radio that was before the Father Ricardo's deal.
What a voice, huh? And, I mean, just kind of, you just sit there and you're just like, wow.
You know, I really thought Deacon Tony had a singing voice. I know I've heard him sing in his band, but he has a very good speaking voice. So, Deacon Tony, I don't know if you're on mic or not, but congratulations on that. That was a great piece.
Wow, thanks, Mark.
I just need you
thanks
to, like, tape record some stuff, Deacon. Help me fall asleep at night. It was just so soothing, you know?
It's just one of those... people to sleep easy.
It's just soothing. You're just
John,
sitting there listening.
That was
like,
not the right...
Well, no, not in a bad way. It's just comforting.
That was not the right highlight to use.
It's comforting. It's just one of those voices you're just like, ah, okay, I can listen to this all night.
Tony, do you feel comforted now that John said that? You know, you have this soothing voice, put people to sleep.
Well, I feel I'm on the same level as Somonex or Sleepies, you know.
NyQuil.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
Oh, John.
Don't operate any heavy equipment.
That's
you know?
Right. That's right.
Yeah. And we pay no attention to the guy behind the curtain for Saturday night. That was Jimmy Olsen doing all that pushing button stuff. What an outstanding job. And
yeah.
That's where the kudos need to go. It was perfect. It was flawless, man.
Jimmy did a good job.
It was a lot of fun that night. So thank you to everyone that made that possible. Friends, text in your highlight of the night to 515-223-1150. Anything that hit you, or give me your rundown. I'd love to read it on the air. 515-223-1150. Text me your highlight of the night, the evening with Father John Ricardo.
That sounds great, John. Well, let's get right to it this morning. I know you have Deacon Dave coming up from the WHO-TV Channel 13 Weather Desk and meteorologist Megan Selwell. Currently at the Mercy One studio in Des Moines, we have some fog in the area, and that is causing some reduced visibility. Not so much here in the city of Des Moines, but outside the area. 40 degrees right now, northwest wind at 5 miles per hour. There is a dense fog advisory until 9 o'clock, mainly for areas east and southeast of Des Moines. So if you're traveling on Interstate 80 heading east towards Davenport, you're going to encounter that. And today, fog will give way to a wintry mix and then snow. We're going to see falling temperatures all the way down to 20 degrees today here in central Iowa. Northwest winds 20 to 30 miles per hour. So that feels like temperatures will be down to 10 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy, overnight low of 14 degrees. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy, windy, a high of 23 degrees. Wednesday, more of the same, partly cloudy, a high of 28 degrees. And Thursday and Friday, a warm up, partly cloudy and dry, highs in the lower 40s. And again, there is a winter weather advisory on top of the dense fog warning this morning, a winter weather advisory for northern Iowa heading up there. Well, in the news on this Monday morning, well, both the Iowa and Iowa State football teams are going bowling. The Iowa Hawkeyes will face USC in the Holiday Bowl held in San Diego, California, and that'll be on Friday night, December 27th at 7 o'clock. USC ranked 22nd, the Iowa Hawkeyes 16th. Well, the next day, on Saturday, the Iowa State Cyclones are going bowling. They're heading to the Camping World Bowl down in Orlando, Florida, and they'll take on 15th-ranked Notre Dame. That'll be Saturday morning, December 28th at 11 o'clock, nationally televised on ABC. So congratulations to both the Iowa and Iowa State football teams. And also Northern Iowa, they made the playoffs. They won their second-round playoff game on Saturday, and they'll be moving on to the Elite Eight or the Final Four on Saturday. Today's sports report is brought to you by Big Red Q Quick Print. Friday night in the game you heard right here on Iowa Catholic Radio, actually a doubleheader that you heard, and we'll start with the girls' game. Number 2 Dowling defeated Valley 70-25 here on Iowa Catholic Radio. We have a highlight clip from that girls' game. Clark gets in the corner to McVay for three. Up, good! Ella McVay with her first three of the night. As she came in averaging 3.5 points, 60-21 Dowling. And Dowling was led. You heard that Ella McVay made that basket there. Dowling led by Caitlin Clark's 22 points, 8 rebounds, and 5 assists. Grace Gaber chipped in 14 points, and Emma Gipple with 10 points. Dowling girls now 3-0, and they'll take on number 5 Southeast Polk tonight in a game you can hear on Iowa Catholic Radio. In the boys' game, second-ranked Maroons defeated Valley by a score of 52-38 to even their record at 1-1. Matt Stillwell led the way for the Maroons with 16 points, 11 rebounds Friday night. Ryan Riggs with 11 points and 8 rebounds, and Matt Riedel 10 points and 4 assists. Last night, men's college basketball in the Big 12, the Iowa State Cyclones avenged an earlier loss to Seton Hall as they defeated Seton Hall 76-66 in Ames last night. Seton Hall came in ranked number 16. Both teams now 6-3 on the season. Yesterday, women's college basketball in the Missouri Valley Conference. Creighton defeated Northern Iowa 57-54. Tonight, men's college basketball. It's Big Ten action as the Iowa Hawkeyes take on Minnesota. That'll be tipping off at 7 o'clock in Iowa City, televised on the Big Ten Network. Tonight, NFL Monday Night Football. New York Giants at the Philadelphia Eagles. They'll kick off at 7:15. Yesterday, winners in the NFL. Some Midwest teams involved. Tampa Bay defeated Indianapolis, Green Bay over the Washington Redskins, and the Vikings defeated Detroit. And in the late game, it was Kansas City defeated New England 23-16. And once again, our next Dowling Catholic broadcast will be tonight in our Dowling Catholic sports calendar. High school girls basketball tonight on Iowa Catholic Radio. Second-ranked Dowling hosting number 5 Southeast Polk. That's a rematch of last year's semifinal game at the state tournament. We'll be on the air at 7:30 with our pregame show. 7:45 tip-off, and it'll be parochial school girls basketball night at Dowling, so all the parochial girls will be recognized before the game. Once again, for the WHO-TV Channel 13 Weather Desk, meteorologist Megan Selwell, currently at the Mercy One studio in Des Moines, we have fog in the area, 40 degrees, northwest winds at 5 miles per hour. There is a dense fog advisory until 9 o'clock for eastern and southeast Iowa, and a winter weather advisory for northern Iowa today, as we'll see fog giving way to wintry mix and then snow later on today. Falling temperatures all the way down to 20 degrees with northwest winds at 20 to 30 miles per hour here in central Iowa. And this has been your Iowa Catholic Radio News, Weather, and Sports on your Monday morning John Leonetti Show. Coming up, Jimmy Olson. He has your morning traffic report. I'm Mark Amadeo.
Iowa Catholic Radio News and Sports. Our year-round coverage of Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities is sponsored in part by Construction Professionals, Dental Associates, Kemen, Mercy Medical Center, and R&R Realty Group. Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, 94.5 FM, and streaming at iowacatholicradio.com. Traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Starting off really well for us on a Monday morning, 7 minutes as you're heading in from the west mixer to downtown, 235, 7 minutes as well from the east mixer to downtown. No other problems to pass along. Thanks to BuilderKen Construction for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. BuilderKen has a transparent team strengthened by a group of dedicated employees who will execute your project professionally and efficiently. Learn more at bdconstruct.com. That's traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, Jimmy. You rested up? We cut you off. Deacon Tony said you're done.
I guess.
Oh, okay, he's back on. That,
yeah, so I guess the answer is it doesn't matter.
You're okay, huh? You're okay. You worked hard, man. You worked hard.
It was a busy weekend.
Yeah,
very busy
was.
Weekend.
Well, good job to you, my friend. Someone texted in, area code 515, of course. I wish our Faith Formation Confirmation class were able to listen to Father Ricardo Wednesday evening, since he was in Iowa on Wednesday. Yeah, he was there for 6 days. I mean, he said it when he came up on stage. Father Ricardo said, I'm worn out. You know, he was everywhere. Trev, I mean, he was at Dowling Catholic High School there for speaking to the kids for a half day. And then, of course, he went in the evening back to Dowling Catholic to speak to the parents. He was at Legatus, of course, our big event. I mean, he was just everywhere and anywhere giving those talks and dinners. And it was just a treat. We praise God for allowing Father John to be able to come here to this diocese and to be able to help us grow. But look, it's not over. This wasn't just an event, you know, for us here at Iowa Catholic Radio. This is a lifestyle. You know, this has to be our life. If all we did was just come and listen to Father John and then just kind of go back and do our own thing, it's a waste of time. You know, it's not a show for us as Catholics, what Father John was talking about. It's a life that we enter into now, that we make our own. And that's the challenge. And if you think it's going to be easy, it's not. But Father John, I mean, he was there to be able to give us some encouragement a little bit along the way and say, look, this is worth it. Because nothing worth doing is ever going to be easy, and neither is our Catholic faith. But now, you know, we got to be missionaries. There were 2,000-plus missionaries there last night. Or, excuse me, the other night. That were there saying, look, I'm in. I'm ready to go. And I hope that was you. And if it is, this Monday morning, now we get to work. You're on your way to school? You're on your way to work? You're on your way to the grocery store? Wherever you're going, you're a missionary. You're a representative of Christ Jesus. And now our life changes, continues to change. We become disciples. That's the exciting part. I dare say the exciting part was not just this weekend, but is this Monday morning when you're tired, groggy, and you get to go to work now as a renewed, as a missionary. No Deacon Dave this morning. He just called. He has an emergency. So let's pray Hail Mary for that emergency that he's going in right now. Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Our Lady of Guadalupe, pray for them. Amen. John the Baptist, you heard him this weekend. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. The kingdom of heaven can't be at hand if Jesus, God, isn't there. Where God is, heaven is present. The kingdom of heaven is here. Friends, in every Catholic church around the world, we have the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ. And one of the highlights of this weekend where we were at was The Veil Removed. That was just a beautifully done movie, a short film that took place under the guidance the entire time of Chris Magruder. And I think in a beautiful way, I love that. My favorite part of that film was when the blood from the cross kind of drips down into the chalice, kind of makes it real what it is that we have here as Catholics: body, blood, soul, and divinity. That Christ Jesus, the kingdom of God, is at hand. Heaven is now at every Holy Mass around the world. And I was really impressed with the movie. I was really impressed with all the workers and the people that made that happen. But John the Baptist, 2019 years ago, lays the foundation for us. And we get to still enter into it today. Praise God. Friends, coming up right after the break, we are going to be talking to the CEO of DMARC. And DMARC, is the Des Moines Area Religious Council. And we're going to talk about some of the great work they were doing in their food pantry in November. Matt Unger is here. Don't go anywhere. John Leonetti in the morning right here on this Monday morning. Wake up, everyone. Wake up. I know it was a tough weekend. I know there's a lot going on, but now we're ready to go into the week. Dean Bell, thank you for underwriting the show. Appreciate it. Appreciate you. Saw him on Saturday morning before the big event. Bell Construction, been in business for over 30 years. Residential re-roofs, 963-4494. I said, Dean, are you sleeping in this time of year? He says, I get about an extra hour of sleep this time of year. But he's up and at him the rest of it, the rest of the day. He says, well, I go to bed late, so it kind of evens out. Dean Bell, RoofingAnkeny.com, serving Central Iowa with residential re-roofs, 963-4494.
You can enjoy positive and inspiring music to help you through your day on the Iowa Catholic Radio app and iowacatholicradio.com. Underwritten by R&R Realty Group, showing Jesus Christ at work. Only Jesus. Thank you, Blessed International, for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Everyone lives their life 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. How we use that time directly affects if our life will leave a significant impact or not. Each year, Blessment International leads Central Iowans on a 12-day, all-inclusive experience sharing the heart of Christ with children in South Africa. Teams are forming to do something significant in an African child's life. Learn more at blessmentinternational.org. That's blessmentinternational.org.
Is it time for a new roof? Then it could be time for you to get to know Bell Construction. Bell Construction is a roofing company entering its 30th year of business. They specialize in residential re-roofs, light commercial jobs, and have the experience to meet all of your roofing needs with personal service. With Bell Construction, the owner will come to your home or place of business in person to inspect and ensure the quality of work that you deserve. They pride themselves in working with you on a personal basis and making sure you are satisfied. Bell Construction, 515-963-4494.
Thank you, Farm Bureau agent Cindy Schulte, for underwriting Catholic Women Now. As an authorized independent agent, Cindy's team can provide health insurance options from Wellmark Blue Cross Blue Shield of Iowa. Cindy Schulte at 1315 50th Street in West Des Moines or on the web at cindyschulte.com. 515-226-2111. Cindy and her team know health insurance.
Wellmark Blue Cross Blue Shield of Iowa is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association. Products available at Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Thank you to Tamia and Sons for your support of Dallin Catholic High School basketball. An Italian family restaurant with old country authentic Italian food. Enjoy the local atmosphere while you may even spot a priest. Tamia and Sons is located at Southeast 1st Street, just south of downtown Des Moines. TamiaandSons.net.
We are grateful for your prayer and financial support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Hi, this is Tony Calumet. Would you consider a year-end tax deduction tax-deductible gift, you have until December 31st for your gift to be used on your 2019 tax return. You can give online at iowacatholicradio.com, through the Iowa Catholic Radio app, or call 515-223-1150. Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio, and from the staff, Merry Christmas from Iowa Catholic Radio.
Hey, Granger friends, thanks for coming out last night. We had a packed house there in Assumption Granger, and I just had a lot of fun with y'all. Over 200 people. I mean, it was just really cool, and I know I said I'd give you a shout-out, and here's your shout-out. I'd love to see you come back tonight. We're going to be there. I'll be speaking at 6:30. It's about an hour and 10 minutes. They got some praise and worship music beforehand for their parish mission, but yes, Assumption in Granger. Thanks for welcoming me last night. Friends, I'd love to hear what you have to say and about your experience at the event with Father John Ricardo and the feature of Veil Removed. You can go to, text us at 515. It's Monday morning. Hang on. Matt, can we start over? Matt Unger? Okay, let me start over. 515-223-1150. Text in. I was going to say 515iowacatholicradio.com. You can email us at contact.kwky.com. Contact.kwky.com. Your thoughts. We'd love to read those on the air, but otherwise, text in at 515-223-1150. Thank you. All right. Matt Unger joins me right now, CEO of DMARC, the Des Moines Area Religious Council, in studio with us. What's going on, Matt?
How you doing?
I'm doing just fine. Thanks for coming on again. I think, what, is this number two or three?
I think you had Luke before. Oh, I think this is my maiden voyage.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
I'm happy
here
to be
he
here.
Is. Well, yeah, I'm glad you're here, my friend. November. That was a busy month for you guys.
Busiest ever.
Food Pantry Network assisted 22,632 individuals, setting a record for the number of people assisted in a single month. Congratulations.
Yeah, it's we're glad we're able to reach that many people, but we're sad that the lines is that long.
Yeah, that's actually a good way to put it. I mean, 22,000 people plus need assistance. Now, what are you doing there? Where's the food pantry located?
We have 14 pantries throughout the metropolitan area that are sort of permanent bricks and mortar pantries. And then we've got another set of 29 that we do through a mobile program.
The previous record was over 1,500?
I was 1,500 shy of 22,000.
Okay,
so it's just over 20,000.
My goodness. And so you have about 14 different pantries around the area. Now, what is a food pantry? For those that maybe don't or never visited one, what is it?
Sure. So imagine a small storefront. You know, some are smaller than others, some are bigger. We've got a few in the metro that are quite large, actually. But sort of a makeshift grocery store, if you will, shelves with food on it, where folks can come in and kind of shop in a sort of different environment. We try to keep it real close to shopping experience, so that's a dignified experience for
sure.
Everyone that's coming in there.
Sure.
But come in, answer a few questions, go through an intake process, and then they can leave with a 3 to 4 day supply of food for their family. Depending on the size of the family, we'll adjust how much they go home with. And then we have a number of other items they can take, fresh produce and some more perishable things that they can come back anytime and pick those things up. But once a month, they can come and get that 3 to 4 day supply and you know, get them through maybe some tough times for the month.
Do you have some thoughts on the reasons why so many people are turning to these food pantries?
There's so many. We do collect a lot of data, so we know kind of the circumstances that these folks are facing. There's a lot to do with affordable housing and the lack thereof.
Hmm.
People are spending a lot of the income they do have just to keep a roof over their heads. We've got a lot of folks that just haven't bounced back from the recession. They might have had a job where they were making a good wage, and now they're maybe working two jobs even and not making quite what they were then. Wages just haven't kept pace for everybody. And then it just takes, you know, one small crisis, one small emergency in your family to put you into having a little extra need. And we try to be there for those folks when those issues arise.
You said that you try to make it a dignified experience, so people are kind of shopping through like it's just a regular grocery store, correct?
Absolutely. You know, they choose the items they want to take home. They choose the brands they're going to choose. And we really try to emphasize having healthy food, too.
Mm.
You know, we don't want to just give folks food. We want to give them food that's good for them. 60% of what we distribute at our pantries is fresh produce, and we're mm-hmm. pretty proud of that. So, get them some food. Make sure it's healthy for them and try and get them through some tough times. And then for those folks that are really kind of stuck, you know, there's folks we see every month.
What kind of food would you say you really encourage people to get? Fresh produce, maybe one?
Yeah, fresh produce.
We're not talking about just cleaning out the cans in the cupboard, folks. I mean,
exactly.
You know, would you want that for your families? I think the question we have to ask ourselves, what do you want to eat? I mean, do you want to eat just canned green beans all day? Now, I know there's a place for it, and hopefully we're supplying those things as well. But, you know, when we're donating to these places, and I hope we are, let's give them, you know, some good food.
That's exactly right. And it's little things. It's getting the low or no sodium cans of things if you're going to do a food drive. It's getting the fruits that are in fruit juice and not in syrup.
Hmm.
Just small things to make sure you're getting a little bit more nutritious items. And, of course, with the financial contributions that people provide us, excuse me, we can turn that and really with economies of scale where, you know, maybe someone can buy one can of tuna and donate that. With that same amount of money, we could buy five cans of tuna.
What are the ways, specific ways, that people in the Diocese of Des Moines can actually help?
Well, of course, financial contributions are always appreciated and helpful. If you could do a food drive at your school or your business, we'd love to have you do that. Our most needed items all the time are peanut butter, cereal, and those canned fruits and the fruit juices. And come volunteer. We've got a lot of different volunteer options.
Okay.
If you visit our website, dmarkunited.org, there's a section for volunteerism that'll have all the various things we have available right now. There's things in the office, things in the warehouse. In the summer, we have a partnership with the farmers market that requires a lot of volunteer work to get that all done. So any number of options.
DMARC Food Pantry Network is just one of the many areas that the Des Moines Area Religious Council is helping. And I know that this is a sweet spot for you guys because you're helping, 22,000 plus people in just a single month, which is just, you know, huge. And unfortunately, that's the case. That's the number. But we have to help. And, I know the Des Moines Area Religious Council is doing some work and rising to the task on it. Thanks for all you do, brother. What's your website? Do you know it?
It's dmarkunited.org. Come check us out. Check us on Facebook. Happy to have your help.
Yep, dmarkunited.com. Matt Unger, CEO of DMARC. God bless you, brother. Thanks for coming on,
Thank you.
I appreciate it. Let's go to Megan Selwa, Channel 13 meteorologist. What's going on, Megan?
Hey. I'm out in the wind right now.
Are you out in the wind? Well, it's 10 degrees cooler today than it was yesterday from what I'm hearing.
Yes, it will be as the day goes on, for sure. We have a cold front that's moving in, and that cold front will really be dropping temperatures today. We are starting off in the 30s and the 40s this morning, but we're going to be seeing those temperatures fall into the 20s by the time we get to the end of the day. It will be quite windy. We could see some light rain and drizzle here within the next hour or two, and then that will transition over to a quick hit of a little light snow moving through by about 10, 11 o'clock in the morning. It will be windy today with strong winds from the northwest. And again, we'll see those falling temperatures. So by the afternoon, we'll be in the mid-20s. Now, tonight will be mostly clear, but it will be cold with a low around 14 degrees. Wind chills could get as low as 5 below. Tomorrow will be mostly sunny, but we will only reach about 25 degrees for your daytime high. And Wednesday, we will have sunshine, but again, temperatures will be cold at 29 degrees. Now, it doesn't last too long. Into Thursday, we'll start to see those temperatures trending upwards. Partly sunny sky on Thursday with a high of 41, and then Friday temperatures 45 degrees, mostly cloudy skies. There will be a few more clouds over the weekend, partly sunny on Saturday and Sunday, and high temperatures will be in the upper 30s. There is a slight chance of maybe seeing some snow possible Saturday night into Sunday morning, so we'll be watching that for our next chance of precipitation.
So we're not walking on sunshine today.
No, you know, I don't even think I heard the song.
Yeah, it was short and sweet just because of the fact that, false advertising. Megan Selwa, Channel 13 meteorologist. Stay warm today, Megan. Thanks for coming on.
Yes, have a great week ahead.
You as well. Coming up, friends, we are going to be talking to Julie Onderko. She is the new author of the book Holy Handmaids of the Lord. We're going to talk about some women saints today and the ones who really went to battle for our Lord. We'll have her coming on in the second half hour. Joe Stopulis also going to give us a little rundown, and I'm sure he'll have a few comments about the weekend and Father John Ricardo. What a event. Friends, you can text in your experience to 515-223-1150. Just had another one come in. I'll read it right after the break. What was your highlight of the Father John Ricardo event and the premiere of The Veil Removed? 515-223-1150. Don't go anywhere. John Leonetti in the morning right here on this December 9th. It's a Monday. R&R Realty, thank you for underwriting the show. Saw Brett Bosworth there and his wife, and it was just fun to be able to see them. And I know one of our presenting sponsors, or the presenting sponsor for this event, was Ut Fidem. And Brett has had a big role in Ut Fidem, Keep the Faith, and what they are doing there at Dowling Catholic High School. 95%+ of people that go through Ut Fidem, that go off to college afterwards, are practicing their Catholic faith. 95%. I mean, it's almost just kind of turns the statistics on its head, turns it upside down from what this program is doing and continues to do there at Dowling Catholic. RRRealty.com, thank you for underwriting the show. Thank you for helping us here at Iowa Catholic Radio and your involvement in helping kids keep the faith. RRRealty.com. Father Andrew now with today's gospel and reflection.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And coming to her, he said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at what was said, and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of David his father, and he will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." But Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I have no relations with a man?" And the angel said to her in reply, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month for her who is called barren, for nothing will be impossible for God." Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. The Gospel of the Lord. Today is the Solemnity of the Immaculate Conception of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and this Gospel reminds us that it was the Blessed Mother who was saluted by the angel, "Hail, full of grace," and was privileged to be the first human to know of God's plan. At first, her response to the angel seems to be one of disbelief, but in the end, it's one of obedience to the Lord's will for not just her, for all of humanity. Whereas Eve disobeyed God and chose death, by her assent and acceptance of Jesus' life within her, Mary doesn't undo the fall of humanity, but she does help affect our salvation.
Thank you to Golden Rule for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio.
At Golden Rule Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, we do our best to serve the people and communities who so generously support us. We try and find some way to give back every single month because we know everyone can use some help. Golden Rule is very thankful for all of our customers and your continued support of us. We would like to wish you and yours a very blessed holiday season.
I'm Bobby from Golden Rule, where we deliver respect, understanding, loyalty, expertise, and service every time you call. We have a standard and we prove it with every job. Online at goldenrulephc.com.
The Catholic Tuition Organization provides the best tax savings over any other charitable giving in the state. 65% of your contribution directly reduces your Iowa income tax liability. Plus, there are still federal deductibility options to further save on taxes. Find details online, ctoiowa.org. All this for the kids and their future.
We believe in God the Father. We believe in Jesus Christ. We believe in the Holy Spirit.
Thanks for joining me today, friends. It's Monday. Area code 712 texted in, I came to see Father John Ricardo, but was captivated by the Veil Removed film. This film made visual the magnitude of what Mass offers each of us, from the presence of the angels and the saints, to Christi in persona, to the true presence of Christ in the Eucharist. This is a great evangelization tool for each of us to share. Area code 712, I couldn't agree more. It was a beautiful movie. Very well done. Coming up here in the second half hour, friends, we are going to be joined by Julie Onderko. She is the author of the new book, Holy Handmaids of the Lord, Women Saints Who Won the Battle for Souls. Julie coming up about 7:45 today. Joe Stopula is going to give us a little rundown of what he's got coming up here on his show, Man Up, as well. Deacon Tony, let's get to it with our morning offering.
God, our Father, we offer you our day. We offer you all our thoughts, words, joys, and sufferings in union with the heart of Jesus. Holy Spirit, be our guide and strength today so that we may witness to your love. Mary, Mother of Jesus and the Church, pray for us. Amen.
Amen. Let's go to Mark Amadeo with your news and sports.
News and sports with Mark Amadeo.
Hello, sir.
Well, hello again, John. Good morning on this Monday morning after the big weekend, big Saturday night here in Central Iowa. Father John Ricardo did a pretty good job emceeing that, John.
I appreciate that. Yes, what an evening it was. It went fast, too.
It did. It did. It was a tremendous presentation by Father John, and then he mentioned some of the other things that were on there. Chris Magruder did a great job with her piece. I'm just amazed. I can't believe it's been 5 years. I remember when she talked about it first 5 years ago.
Pretty crazy. I know. And obviously it's having an effect. Look at the text messages that are coming in.
I saw that. 712 area code. My goodness. Western and Northwest Iowa. We had quite a few people there. Over 2,000 people. Yeah, I bet there were.
They're welcome here.
Yes, they are. Well, hats off to everybody behind the scenes at Iowa Catholic Radio. Tony Valdez, Jimmy Olson, Brian Sweeney, all those folks that would go unmentioned. They're not on-air people for the most part. Well, Jimmy is for them sometimes.
But, yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, a lot of behind-the-scenes work, and Jimmy was a part of that. I know Tony Calumet, Brian, Bell, everyone, just, you know, Leslie Teeling and Joe Teeling, they were just running around, you know, for the last, you know, month trying to make sure everything, all the T's were crossed and the I's dotted, and it really just was. It went out, went off without a hitch. So thank you to everyone.
Absolutely, and looking forward to the next event, and that'll be even more special, I think, John, is that we keep keeping those on the horizon, keep the planning going, and making sure you're available. Of course, we couldn't do it without you, John. If you weren't there, you're probably, you know, you could have been in, you know, out in North Carolina on the sandy beaches. You know, just glad it worked out in your schedule.
I wouldn't have missed it for the world.
Speaking of which, see Iowa State and Iowa both going bowling, and Iowa State taking on Notre Dame. I'd be interested to see how this is going to work out for you and those Notre Dame fans who are also Iowa State fans.
Big boy games, huh? USC and Notre Dame.
I want to hear this.
No, USC. Hey, listen.
I want to hear about this.
This is going to be probably one of the hardest games Iowa State has ever played. Notre Dame is good. I'll have your prediction for you, but I'm going to need a little bit of time to think about it. But, yeah, these are some big games for Iowa State. Woo!
Well, you got some heartstrings in both directions. A lot of Notre Dame fans who are also Iowa State fans, yeah. So I can't wait. This is perfect.
My wife's aunt and uncle, that's going to be a tug of war for them. The big Notre Dame fans, big Iowa State fans. We'll see what happens.
Well, you can start with your athletic director, Jamie Pollard. His wife is a Notre Dame alum.
Okay. We'll see where people really, really fall
in. I love all this. This is great. Yeah. And we may have to resurrect Prediction Friday sometime later
it'll be
this
there.
Month.
It'll be there. I'll have it for you.
I kind of figured that would. Yeah. Not by popular demand, though, but I know you'll have it.
It'll be there, no doubt.
Okay. All right, let's get right to it this morning from the WHO-TV Channel 13 Weather Desk and meteorologist Megan Selwa, who we just heard from earlier, currently at the Mercy One studio in Des Moines. We have fog in the area, some reduced visibility outside Des Moines, 40 degrees at last report, northwest winds at 5 miles per hour. There is a dense fog advisory until 9 o'clock for mainly east and southeast Iowa. So if you're heading from Des Moines towards the Quad Cities, you're going to encounter some of that fog. And that fog will give way to wintry mix today and snow later here in central Iowa. We'll see falling temperatures all the way down to 20 degrees, and that'll be capped off by northwest winds 20 to 30 miles per hour. That'll but the feels like temperature around 10 degrees today, so dress up. Tonight, partly cloudy, overnight low of 14 degrees. Northwest winds will continue 15 to 25 miles per hour overnight. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy, dry and windy. High of 23 for your Wednesday, for your Tuesday. Wednesday, partly cloudy, high of 28 degrees. And the rest of the week, Thursday and Friday, partly cloudy and warmer, highs in the lower 40s. And again, there is a winter weather advisory also in effect north of Des Moines for northern Iowa as that rain, snow, and wintry mix moves into central Iowa here later this morning. Well, in the news on this Monday morning, both Iowa and Iowa State football teams are going bowling. The University of Iowa, the Hawkeyes, will play USC in the Holiday Bowl. That'll be held on Friday night, December 27th. They'll kick off at 7 o'clock from San Diego, California. It'll be televised nationally on Fox Sports 1. USC ranked number 22. The Iowa Hawkeyes ranked 16th. And the Iowa State Cyclones will be going bowling the next day on Saturday morning at 11 o'clock. They'll kick off in Orlando, Florida in the Camping World Bowl, and they'll take on 15th-ranked Notre Dame. They come in with a record of 10-2, the Cyclones with a record of 7-5. So both Iowa and Iowa State advanced to the bowls, and that was announced yesterday. Well, today's sports report is brought to you by Big Red Q Quick Print. Friday night in a game you heard right here on Iowa Catholic Radio, girls and boys basketball. We'll talk about the boys' game. Second-ranked Dowling boys got their first win of the season. They defeated Valley 52-38 at the Dowling Gym. We have a highlight clip from the boys' game. First quarter, Strockel for three, good! Corner three by Joe Strockel, his second of the year. And that was Dowling point guard Joe Strockel with the basket. Matt Stillwell leading the way Friday night for Dowling with 16 points, 11 rebounds. Ryan Riggs, 11 points, 8 rebounds. And Matt Riedel, 10 points and 4 assists as second-ranked Dowling defeated Valley 52-38. In the girls' contest, second-ranked Dowling girls remain undefeated with a 3-0 record. They defeated Valley 70-25. Maroons led by Caitlin Clark with 22 points. She was one of three Dowling's players in double figures. Grace Gaber with 14 points and Emma Gipple with 10. Dowling girls take on fifth-ranked Southeast Polk tonight in a game right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Will be on the air at 7:30. Tip-off at 7:45 from the Dowling Gym. Dowling and Southeast Polk girls only tonight. Last night, men's college basketball in the Big 12. The Iowa State Cyclones picked up their sixth win of the year. They upended number 16 Seton Hall 76-66 at Hilton Coliseum. Both teams now 6-3 on the season. And yesterday in women's college basketball in the Missouri Valley Conference, Creighton defeated Northern Iowa 57-54 in Omaha. Tonight it's men's college basketball. Back to the Big Ten. The Iowa Hawkeyes hosting Minnesota. And they'll tip it off at 7 o'clock at Carver Hawkeye Arena in Iowa City. That'll be televised live on the Big Ten Network. Tonight, NFL Monday Night Football will have New York Giants at the Philadelphia Eagles. They'll kick off at 7:15. And today's Dowling Catholic Sports Calendar, as I mentioned earlier, Dowling Girls Basketball tonight. It'll be Dowling and Southeast Polk, and we'll be on the air at 7:30 with our pregame show, 7:45 tip-off. Join me along with Steve DeVinny for the call tonight right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Once again, from the WHO-TV Channel 13 Weather Desk and meteorologist Megan Selwell, currently at the Mercy One Studios in Des Moines, 40 degrees, northwest winds at 5 miles per hour. There is a dense fog advisory for areas to the east and southeast of Des Moines. We do see reduced visibility as fog will give way to wintry mix today, then snow later, falling temperatures all the way down to 20 degrees today. That'll be capped off by northwest winds at 20 to 30 miles per hour, putting the feels-like temperature throughout the day at 10 degrees. And this has been your Iowa Catholic Radio News, Weather, and Sports. On your Monday morning, John Leonetti Show. Coming up, Jimmy Olsen. He has your morning traffic report. I'm Mark Amadeo.
Iowa Catholic Radio News and Sports. Our year-round coverage of Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities is sponsored in part by Ashworth Vision Clinic, Two Rivers Glass and Door, and the Catholic Tuition Organization. Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, 94.5 FM, and streaming at iowacatholicradio.com. Traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Things are still running pretty smooth for us this morning. It's about an 8-minute drive from the West Mixer to downtown on 235. 9 minutes from the East Mixer into downtown. No problems to pass along. Thanks to BuilderCan Construction for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. BuilderCan has a transparent team strengthened by a group of dedicated employees who will execute your project professionally and efficiently. Learn more at bdconstruct.com. It's traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, Jimmy. Let's go to your saint of the day.
This is your Saint of the Day on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Today we celebrate an indigenous man living in modern-day Mexico, Saint Juan Diego, today. A lady appeared to him on a hillside and gave him instructions in his native language to build a church where she was standing. Yes, this vision of Mary, named Our Lady of Guadalupe, became one of the most famous Marian apparitions still to this day, and is a staple of the particular faith culture in Mexico. After the miraculous apparition, the skepticism of the local bishop, and the further miraculous image appearing on Juan Diego's tilma, Juan Diego helped build the shrine on that hill. Juan stayed nearby for the remainder of his life and was considered by many as a holy man and a powerful catechist. St. Juan Diego was canonized in 2002 by St. John Paul II. We ask today St. Juan Diego to pray for us. Amen. And a big thanks to Stephen C. Reed, attorney at law, for underwriting our Saint of the Day, a family man that knows how important wills and estate planning really is. Been in practice for 30-plus years. 224-1776. That's 515-224-1776. Let's go to Joe Stopulis. Joe, what a night.
Wow. What a cloud nine, John.
What a day for you. 4 hours with him on Friday after the show. Father John hung out with you, me, and the rest of the Iowa Catholic Radio staff for 4 hours.
I mean, unbelievable.
You said it was one of the highlights of your life.
Oh, there's just no question. I mean, spiritually, and just it was incredible. And I've been comparing it to the 2.5 hours we had with Cardinal Dolan.
Yeah.
But honestly, it was even more freewheeling, and oh man, it's an incredible experience.
Now you're kind of speechless, which is new to you.
You know, I was surprised. I think you and I got into the same thing about. Even though he's probably my spiritual hero of all time, it wasn't even starstruck or overwhelmed at all. He's just that cool, calm. He's just a nice guy.
Yeah, he has
a
way
of
doing
the kind of guy
that.
Who we'd want to hang out with, you know. He's that. But anyway, yeah, it was. And the night it felt so good for Iowa Catholic Radio.
Yeah,
everything was done so well, so professionally. I mean, the station's come so far. And that night was a testament to it.
True, spectacular evening for all. What do we got coming up on your show today?
John, this guy's an international speaker, author, Dynamic Catholic Series, Iowa Catholic Radio host. He's incredible. he was the MC on Saturday night. His name is John Leonetti.
You're going from Father John Ricardo to me? This is really, we're going way downhill here, man.
And John, we are going to crush St. Bartholomew. For those of you who do not know St. Bartholomew, John Leonetti on today. We're gonna hit it hard on what we can learn as men. Him in our Great Men of the Bible series. John, I've heard you talk about him before, so I know it's going to be good.
He's one of my favorites just because we know so little about him. But yes, Bartholomew today at 9 o'clock, 9 o'clock in the evening. If you miss it, check it out, iowacatholicradio.com. Man Up, the podcast many are talking about. Talk to you soon, brother.
See you, John.
Thanks for coming on. All right, coming up right after the break, friends, we're going to be joined by the author of a new book that I'm excited to talk to. Her name is Julie Onderko, Holy Handmaids of the Lord, Women Saints Who Won the Battle for Souls. We'll have Julie on coming up right after this. Don't go anywhere. John Leonetti in the morning right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Hey, I got the opportunity to be able to talk to the Pugh family, Eric, for a little bit there at the Iowa Catholic Radio event with Father John Ricardo. Five Sons Naturescapes, Landscape and Design, thank you for underwriting this show. I know listeners for a long time, been a part of the Iowa Catholic Radio community for a long time as well. Serving Central Iowa, now's the time to trim those trees. Outdoor landscaping and design. You may not think about landscaping during this time of year, but look, the trees, they need to be trimmed as well. Now's the perfect time. 493-1060, fivesonsnaturescapes.com. That's fivesonsnaturescapes.com. Your Diocesan Minute is right now.
This is your news for the Diocese of Des Moines for Monday, December 9th. I'm Kelly Mesher-Collins. Bishop Johnson was at St. Catherine Parish last night for Mass with the college students and a blessing of the brains as they head into their final weeks of the semester and final exams. We're welcoming Patty Origer to the Catholic Pastoral Center this morning. Patty, a parishioner of St. John Parish in Adel, is the new Persons with Disability Ministry Coordinator for the diocese. She will help us launch a new outreach to persons with disability and their families. Registration is now open for summer 2020 at Catholic Youth Camp. Next summer again promises lots of fun, prayer, friendships, and new cabins. You can register at the St. Thomas More Center website and even follow along to see progress of the new cabins at stmcenter.com/construction-update. That's stmcenter.com/construction-update. That's your news for the Diocese of Des Moines. I'm Kelly Mesher-Collins.
Thank you to R&R Realty Group Apartment Communities for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio and John Leonetti in the Morning. R&R Realty Group Apartment Communities have unique amenities and award-winning property management. Sierra Point and Country Club Village Apartments in West Des Moines and residents at 62W and Wynwood Apartments in Johnston. R&R Realty Group Apartment Communities wants you to love where you live. Learn more at rrrealty.com. That's rrrealty.com. Find out how you can support Iowa Catholic Radio at iowacatholicradio.com or 515-223-1150.
Thank you to Tamiya & Sons for your support of Dowling Catholic High School basketball, an Italian family restaurant with Old Country authentic Italian food. Enjoy the local atmosphere while you may even spot a priest. Tamiya & Sons is located at Southeast 1st Street, just south of downtown Des Moines. TamiyaAndSons.net.
Thank you, Farm Bureau agent Cindy Schulte, for underwriting Catholic Women Now. As an authorized independent agent, Cindy's team can provide health insurance options from Wellmark Blue Cross Blue Shield of Iowa. Cindy Schulte at 1315 50th Street in West Des Moines, or on the web at cindyschulte.com, 515-226-2111. Cindy and her team know health insurance.
Wellmark Blue Cross Blue Shield of Iowa is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association. Products available at Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We are grateful for your prayer and financial support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Hi, this is Tony Calumet. Would you consider a year-end tax-deductible gift? You have until December 31st for your gift to be used on your 2019 tax return. You can give online at iowacatholicradio.com, through the Iowa Catholic Radio app, or call 515-223-1150. Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio, and from the staff, Merry Christmas from Iowa Catholic Radio.
Oh God, you're my deliverer.
It was good to see Dr. Jim and Beth Blessman of Blessman International at our event as well. Digging wells to providing safe sanitary toilets and more, offering food dignity through provision of basic water and sanitation. BlessmanInternational.org. Thank you for partnering with us here at Iowa Catholic Radio. That's BlessmanInternational.org. Let's go to my next guest of the day. She is the author of a new book, and the book is, listen, I love the saints. You know this by now. I love reading about their lives change lives, and Julie Anderko is here to make us aware of the women saints and the power winning over souls. Hi, Julie.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. So, women saints, your favorite of all time is...
Oh, I can't name it.
You have to name one.
One of my favorites, and she's not a saint yet. Okay. Margaret Bosco, John Bosco's mother.
Wow, I have not heard of her.
Well, she's in the book, and her story is incredible. We find her as a young widow all the way to her old age. It's a story. And then the other one that I just have to mention is Zaylee Martin, mm-hmm. Therese's mother.
Sure.
We know her name and we know about her, but boy, we don't know the details of some of the things. Wow.
The power.
Amazing.
Well, I want to know a little bit more about the Blessed Margaret Bosco. Is that who it is?
Yes.
Okay.
Margaret Bosco was the mother of John Bosco, and we hear so much about him during the Industrial Revolution, how he rescued boys off the streets and empowered them to get employment and live a good life because there were no other options through his oratories and how they grew in holiness and how much they loved him. But what we don't know is the story behind John from when he was a little boy. His mother was widowed. He had an older brother who was from a previous marriage of his deceased father. And this brother wanted him to work on the farm because that's how they had to make their living. It was a real difficult time in history. And he had a heart for the Lord from a very young age. And there was the family issues that our families have today that everybody has. We think, oh, everyone's family is, we look at a family thing, oh, it's perfect or whatever, but it's not always. And she had to deal with a lot of this even when he was very young. She had to have John go live with another family for a time because of how terrible it was at home, and yet there was no options. Even at some point when she was first widowed, being offered to, well-meaning people wanted to take the children off her hands, and all these choices that she had to make, and she was on her knees. She was a woman of prayer, and she was forged into this warrior woman that when John became a priest and needed her help, she was an old woman, and she went into ministry. She was, you know, yeah, until the rest of her life. It's just, there's just so much. There's so much. That's just a great story.
When I think of saint, woman, battle, I think of Saint Joan of Arc. You write about her?
Yeah, she's in the book, too, yes. But what we realize is that Joan of Arc, there's so much about her people don't realize. They just don't get to know her. And she was quite an obedient, single-minded, just single-minded. And she couldn't be rattled, taken from the goal that she knew that God, the job, the mission that God had given her. She just couldn't be rattled from it, no matter how they tried to wear her down and, you know, when she was imprisoned and whatnot. At one point, she did acquiesce, and then she recanted right away. It was a trickery thing. Mm. She really was single-minded all the way through, and I just felt so sorry for her, because there was such a vendetta against her. You know, the English were really out to get her, and even to the point that when her trial was unfair, she was supposed to be kept with nuns. She was kept in a regular prison by men. Everything was unfair for her. And when her king that she had put on the throne, he didn't go and ransom her, which was part of how they did things in those days. You know, you got a political prisoner, and then, you know, someone came and ransomed you, and her king that she had put on the throne didn't ransom her, just left her there. She was quite alone. But what I said about the vendetta, when they burned her at the stake, normally they used there's not a humane way to burn someone at the stake, but they would put green wood so that they would die from the smoke. But with Joan, they used dry wood. They wanted her to burn and feel it. I mean, it's terrible what they did to her.
Unbelievable.
Yes, and that's the evil one. That's how he is. And these women, they just triumph, and it's beautiful how the book leads to the Virgin Mary and to the women reading the book, our place, our part in this great cosmic drama of human salvation, and everyone has a part. And women have, you know, they need to know who they are. They need their elder sisters in Christ, including the Old Testament women who prefigured the Virgin Mary, and how they did that in a warrior fashion to vanquish the enemies of God's people. And it's still today. We are here. We're to vanquish the enemy, you know,
The book, Holy Handmaids of the Lord, Women Saints Who Won the Battle for Souls, SophiaInstitute.com, SophiaInstitute.com. You can also go to Divine Treasures. If they don't have it, they will order it for you. Julie Onderko. Julie, thank you for coming on the show and talking about these women saints who won the battle for the souls.
Thank you. It was my pleasure.
All right. That's Julie Onderko, everyone. Thanks so much for joining me today, friends. That puts this show in the books. Deacon Tony Valdez, would you give us your blessing?
May the blessing of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit come down upon all of us to protect us and to bring us all to his everlasting life. Amen.
I am John Leonetti, friends. Be confident in Christ's mercy and his love today.
Here in this worn and weary land where many a dream has died, like a tree planted by the water, we never will run dry. So living water.
John Leonetti in the Morning is underwritten by Golden Rule Heating and Cooling, R&R Realty Group, Bell Construction,
Five Suns Naturescapes,
and Blessman International.